Welcome to Stop the Scroll, the B2B influencer marketing podcast. My name is Brianna Doe. My friends call me Brie. And in this podcast, we dig into how B2B marketers and brands can drive growth and build successful partnerships in influencer marketing. If you want to do influencer marketing well, you have to think long-term in order to build trust with your audience. So whether you're building your first influencer marketing program or looking to take your program or campaigns to the next level, pull out a pen and paper, get ready to take notes, and let's dive in. Hello, and welcome to the second episode of Stop the Scroll. My name is Brianna. My friends call me Brie, and I'm so excited that you're here today. So if you listen to episode one, you know that over these next few episodes, we're going to be digging deep into everything that every brand and marketer should know about influencer marketing before they start and while they're building their first campaign. So these first few episodes are really a primer to set the stage. I'm going to be digging into the ABCs of all things influencer marketing, and then we'll take it from there. So in this episode, let's talk about identifying the right influencers, where to find them, how to identify them, and how to know if they're right for your campaign. When it comes to picking the right influencers, there are a few ways you can go about it. So one thing that I hear often as somebody that works in influencer marketing is go for the ones with the highest follower counts. Sure, that is an option, but I would actually encourage marketers to dig deeper. So first step, understand your category. What industry are you in? What niche are you in? Chances are you already know this. So first step is done. Second step, who is your target audience? Because from there, you'll understand where they live on the internet. Do they engage more on TikTok, Instagram, LinkedIn? What is their water cooler, for lack of a better term? Whatever channels you identify, that's where you want to start digging into finding the right influencers. From there, the channels that your audience really congregates on or lives on will help you determine which influencers to work with. You want influencers that have a strong presence on the relevant platforms, not just followers on every single channel. You might have an influencer who only creates content on LinkedIn, for example. If that's where your audience is, that's fine. You don't have to branch out to TikTok. You don't have to branch out to Instagram. Focus on where your audience congregates. So how do I identify them? One, there are tools that can help you. There are software platforms completely dedicated to helping you identify and even connect with influencers in your niche, but you can also do it manually. So when I first got started in influencer marketing, my budget was small and I did not have any budget for software platforms or really for any help. I had to go grassroots with it. And so what I did is I would look at relevant hashtags. I would find a couple of content creators in the niche and then see who they were engaging with, what kind of hashtags they were using. And that's what would help me start to build a database of potential influencers to work with. So just know that if you don't have the budget for a $10,000 platform, that's okay. It's going to take you a little bit more work, but it's definitely still possible. So the most important step, let's say that you have found five influencers that you're interested in working with. How do you know if they're right for your campaign or for your brand? There are a few things to consider. One, follower count. The argument I hear often, or the debate that I hear often, is less followers means it's more niche, which means you're going to see more success. The more followers an influencer has, the broader their reach, but the less success you'll see. And I actually disagree. I think it's a lot more nuanced than that. You can have somebody with 10,000 followers and 9,000 of them are within your target audience, and it's perfect. You're speaking directly to your decision makers. You could have somebody with 900,000 followers and only 5,000 of them are in your niche. So then you're spending this extra money speaking to people that really don't align with your target audience or with your brand. But the inverse can also be true as well. And it's important to remember that the person with a lot of followers, 200,000, 500,000, a million, they work just as hard as the people with niche followers or niche audiences. So keep that in mind. Follower count matters, but only to a certain extent. It's more important to understand who their audience is. So that's step one. Understand who their audience is and who's engaging with their content. There are a few ways you can go about this. If you do have access to one of those software platforms that I mentioned earlier, those platforms give you a lot of insight into their demographics, who their audience is, who's engaging versus just who's following and is more of a lurker. But those platforms don't really leverage LinkedIn. And so with B2B influencer marketing, there is a high probability that LinkedIn influencers are going to be the way to go, most likely, at least for some of your initial campaigns. So one thing you can do with that is reach out to the influencers and get their media kits. They should have a media kit ready for you, and it should include information about their audience demographics, including locations, general job titles, seniority, and industry as well. So that can give you a lot of insight into who is engaging with them and if it aligns with your brand. Another thing to consider is their engagement rate. So you could have somebody with, let's use the example from before, have somebody with 900,000 followers averaging, let's say, 10 comments on a post. Their engagement is not where it needs to be to drive success for the campaign that they're going to partner with you on. The same can be true for people with less followers. So industry standard, look for somebody with an engagement rate between 1% to 3%. It used to be around 2% to 5%, but with this influx of new content creators on so many different platforms, it's adjusted a bit. You're fighting for more reach on the algorithm. And so, yes, I recommend 1% to 3%. Now with that, I would also pay attention to the consistency of their posting. So do they create content on a regular cadence? And when they do, how are people engaging? As you're looking at the engagement rate and at the conversations in general, look at the quality of the conversations in the comments and in the threads. Are people really engaged? Are you seeing a lot of great posts or love that you said this? The more conversations you see starting in the comment threads, the more you know that they've built a deeply engaged audience that really trusts them and really wants to engage with their content. So once you know that they have the follower count that you're looking for, the level of engagement that you're looking for, and that their audience aligns with your brand, the final step is to determine if their values align. One way you can look at this is think about the influencers or the content creators that you follow on social. Why do you like them? Would you trust them if they promoted a product? Whether the answer is yes or no, really think about why that is, and then apply that same filter to the influencers that you're considering for a campaign. It's not the most quantifiable metric, but it is really important because this is somebody that you're going to have representing your brand. And if you don't trust them, why should their audience? Now that list of 5 influencers that you're interested in has gone down to 3. And these 3 align with your brand's values. Their audience matches the targets that you're looking to speak to. And they have a specific cadence or a regular cadence of content, so you can trust them to produce on time. The final step is to align on budget. So at this point, you should know, and we'll dig into this in another episode, but at this point, you should know what your budget is and what you're working with. When you reach out to these influencers, that will be the final step. And some influencers, depending on their follower count or depending on the level of their type of audience and how niche it is, the budgets may or may not align. So the right influencers or finding the right influencers is about a lot more than just how they align with your brand. Their rates also need to align with your budget. Like I said, we'll dig into that in a future episode, along with how to reach out to these influencers and get them interested in partnering with you. This has been episode 2 of Stop the Scroll. I hope you found this incredibly helpful. And if this has helped influence the way you think about your marketing campaigns going forward, please go ahead and leave us a 5-star review. And if you'd like more information like this delivered directly to your inbox, check out briannadoe.com/podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in to Stop the Scroll today. If this helped influence the way you think about your marketing campaigns going forward, please go ahead and leave us a 5-star review. And if you'd like more information like this delivered directly to your inbox, go ahead and check out briannadoe.com/podcast. See you next time.